Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is there a level of COVID ganache?
Like a chocolate coating?
Yes.
For my son, by the way, my son's seven days away from going back to school.
Week.
What's that?
Ganache.
Yeah. He's equating the COVID hysteria.
Isn't that like chocolate ganache?
Yeah, to a chocolate coating on a cake. Oh, and you don't need to be in sports, Mike, to wear a helmet. I know.
Right.
Because when I grew up, we also cleansed my braces. And my legs were beautiful.
Jim, were you trying to seduce Pony? Because you came down that seductive athletic wear. And Pony's like, yeah, it was kind of like one of those videos I've seen online. So they had this whole playlist. Like Pony.
You mean like
that's
a porn
hysterical.
Video?
Yeah, like, how are you going to pay for this pizza?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Let me first say to a very, very, very small segment of The Mike O'Mara Show audience, my sincere, heartfelt gratitude for those of you that took the time to post about my singing yesterday.
Oh,
I cannot begin to tell you,
you're a good man,
how special that made me feel that you took the time to share with me that, in particular, that one person that posted about being in a professional production of Oklahoma and that I did better than the guy that was in it. That is very, very kind.
Does that sort of encourage you to sing more on the show?
Yes, it does.
Because I was thinking, you know, we could plan some sort of karaoke styled segment.
It's got to be natural. Don't
organic.
It's got to be spontaneous.
It's about him.
It's got to be spontaneous. Well, see, Rob fancies himself a singer, even though he's not.
Well, no, I was going to say we would set up some sort of, you know, they do it so lamely. On the
you
Jimmy
think
Fallon
you can
show.
Sing, though. Isn't it true that you think you can sing?
I think I love to sing, but I don't think I'm a great singer.
Who's a better singer, you or Mike?
Oh, Mike's a better singer than me.
Well, no, I mean, but I've never sung professionally. I didn't sing when I had a band, so I'm not a singer.
Proved yesterday your pitch is marvelous.
Well, just when I have that particular moment, I don't know if I could sustain it. I think when we did the live show where I sang a Frank Sinatra song
Witchcraft.
Or two, I think that it was average. Maybe below, maybe a tick below average.
No, I think it was
is the real assessment of the singing.
But no, you hit the big notes yesterday.
You kind of power through when you sing, I think.
Well, if you go in with enthusiasm and confidence,
you don't lack enthusiasm.
You can sometimes fool people.
We've flirted with doing duets before on stage.
We've done drunken duets at parties.
We've done. We've all sung. At that one, you know, on our DVD.
Oh, the Fox. What was that place called?
Way back when, in Cleveland.
Yeah, it was something,
Cleveland,
the Fox.
Ohio.
The Crazy Fox, Foxhole.
The Cleveland Steamer.
That's what it was, the Cleveland Steamer.
The Dirty Sanchez Bar and Grill.
That's where I got, the Dutch Rudder Lounge.
No, it was at the at Tony's Fever Blister Restaurant.
I remember,
in Canoga Park.
And,
that's right.
For people that it predates a lot of people, I'm sure it was on our road trip DVD. We were looking for something to do. All of us were. Almost all of us.
Oh, no. It was Racine. Where's Racine? Racine, is
Wisconsin,
that in Wisconsin?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Racine, Wisconsin. We did it at the Blackhead, didn't we? Weren't we at the Blackhead?
No. I hate to tell you this, that since COVID, the Blackhead is closed.
Oh, that's a shame. Pusser's Rum. They had a place in Annapolis that was Pusser's Rum. It was like Pusser's Rum Club.
Right on the water, I've been.
Have you noticed, if you've been watching the Olympics, there is a commercial now that is rather graphic about pimples. That shows.
It shows
someone when they're going like this, and then you see something exploding. It's disgusting.
Are you
watching it
on Hulu? Because I see it on Hulu.
No, I watch it. I'm watching it on the regular.
Network.
I watch other stuff on Hulu there. But this is a commercial.
See,
I don't even know
what
the
product. Guess what I am.
What
now.
I am now. I'm a zit. I don't know if this is a product. I would assume for skincare that shows, you know, people trying to squeeze their whiteheads. Well, and they don't get to the actual pimple popping.
Well, I tell you what's really bad is, you know, on Sunday nights, Carrie watches 90 Day Fiancé. I don't watch that. On Monday night, she watches Below Deck, and I will occasionally step in on that and look at that. But because it is on that reality channel, they show promos for Dr. Pimple Popper.
Dr. Pimple Popper, if you see a Dr. Pimple Popper online, I have to...
I am Carla the Pimple Popper, if anybody needs help.
Oh, this is somebody that walks the walk, if you want to talk about extracting...
Oh, I actually like the commercial.
You like the commercial with that? Really?
Wouldn't they technically be competition, Carla? You don't want other people exposing their pimple popping ways.
Well, it was about pimple popping and the marks that they leave, like, afterwards, like the brown. So it was some kind of serum they were selling,
the brown,
like a clarity serum.
You sell that, don't you?
I do.
At DermGlowSkin.com.
Yeah.
Yours is better, isn't
That's right. It?
It
eliminates the brown.
Would you? Here's the opportunity, babe.
And
run
mine,
with it.
And mine really works.
Put it on all your brown spots.
Yeah.
Would you like to have, this is your, you can have a commercial
at
the beginning of the show.
I know a lot of you out there listening, you know, might have some skin concerns. Yeah. And if you do.
Everybody out there listening.
If you do, I'm your girl.
If you have a blemish, you can replenish. With Carla O'Mara.
What's the name? What is the name of your company?
It's Derm Glow Skin.
Yes.
And what do you do at Derm Glow Skin?
I do pampering facials and I sell products.
Are you willing to let men fly you in for your services?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm very willing to do that.
I'm willing. I'm willing to get a third partner. And then
she
leaves.
And she's off.
Listen, he's evil.
Yeah.
He's evil.
That's an executive service.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what kind of executive service. Now the front.
Oh, God. There was a promo for Dr. Pimple Popper, I believe, last night.
Would you like to say that again?
There was a promo for Dr. Pimple Popper that a guy had something on his face that really resembled a flesh burrito.
Mm.
It was horrifying. I left the room. I left the room. I couldn't do it.
I will... I will linger. I'll be honest with you. When I saw something, it was a late night surfing and they had something and I was just like, I get to a limit where I can't do it.
Right.
But it just fascinates me because we're all fascinated by that.
Sure.
We are to a degree. There's certain people that can't watch it, but I mean, you know, there is a television show about it. So how can you argue with that? I mean, you know, you
American
two both.
American pickers.
That's different. And by the way, have you heard
that ought to be pick it? Don't pick it; it'll get infected.
Frank is gone. Funny.
You know they broke up.
Yeah,
those two.
Yeah, Frank is gone.
Yeah.
Did you boys have any growing up? Did you have any skin issues? I certainly did. Did you have any skin issues, Rob? You don't seem to have any.
I had remarkably fair skin.
You look like a back knee guy.
But you didn't have any.
Oh, I do occasionally get like an ingrown hair on my back, especially
before
the
wax. No, I'm talking about back knee. I had back knee.
Yeah. But
I had back knee where I didn't want to go to the beach.
I would get not so bad.
The
you know
pool.
What? The it got better after I got my back waxed and lasered because the
helps.
Hair didn't come in as much.
Yeah, but you never had. Did you ever have the kind of back knee where you would be embarrassed to take your shirt? Well, outside of being embarrassed.
Well, I mean, outside the initial embarrassment just because of my pear shaped body.
What age did you start getting embarrassed about taking your shirt off?
Like it was codependent on getting out of diapers. They were mutually exclusive, Mike.
Mom, turn around.
I'll
put my own onesie on.
Look away.
Remember in my high school years not being excited to go on our beach trips because I was so embarrassed about my back knee. I was so embarrassed.
I never had enough blemishes to be embarrassed about, but I just looked horrible.
I did. I had back knee. And I think that with a proper esthetician, like my wife is now, I probably wouldn't have had any of the issues that I had.
They probably didn't have like the oxy medicine for teenagers that I had growing
but
up.
But it's also the kids get bad skin. They're not free of it. Adolescent acne. Hey, Carla, come back in here. Come here.
How is that?
Come back in here. Because I want to ask you about kids with bad skin.
Kids.
I want to ask you about
what's
like when
the
you
matter with
Carla
kids today.
Carla sees Carla. Tell me about the kids with. Where are you going?
She's putting
the headphones in.
Showtime.
Do you want to bring a chair in here?
Showtime.
It was one of her beautiful upstage crosses.
Yes.
You want to use a regular microphone? Do you want to use a regular microphone? Here, go ahead.
That's his singing mic. You know.
See if it works. Does it work?
No.
Okay. Hold on.
You got to unmute
it for you. I'll just do it.
Been here the whole time.
I've been here the whole time.
Hold on. You know how to run a board?
I don't want to go to karaoke.
I didn't know she was coming in, so I'm turning that on.
I'm going to turn in early.
Yeah.
So let me ask you about kids with bad skin. I'm sorry. We should have a chair in.
She looks good.
She looks dynamite.
You know what? You need a better studio.
I do.
This sucks.
It does.
Oh, damn.
Let's be honest. Oscar, this sucks.
If you're willing to invest, Mike, I'm willing to come down and set it up.
I don't know if we need to invest. I think it's more feng shui than anything else.
We might be able to. I mean, what if, like, we share a space?
Ooh.
Like you do your show at the same time, and then I come in later and I do.
She does her own show.
Exactly.
A show after the show about skincare.
No, I'm talking about at leasing a space.
So these kids that come in with an issue of precise...
He could, you know, somewhere close so he can ride his bike every day to work.
You know what?
A good time?
Everybody leave him alone.
Yeah, leave Mike alone.
Yeah, leave Mike alone right now.
What do you have for lunch?
You know something? You are on my list. You are on my list. And you're in trouble.
Kids come in, right? They're kids that no matter what you do, can't control.
Well, you know, everybody's an individual and everybody has an individual case. However, I mean, it depends what age,
was 14. She lived two doors down. Her name was Acne Annie. And and
that's terrible.
But she blossomed into someone beautiful with zero scars, right?
That's awesome.
Just don't pick them.
Yeah.
What do you do if a pizza face comes to you?
Well, it depends. I know I have to see their face.
Helping me out. Really, I've got a bad blemish.
But the best thing to do is I tell them right away to clean up their diet. Drink water right away.
What's the number one most important thing for somebody that's got bad, like blemishes?
Wash your face.
Yeah.
Is it that simple?
A lot of people do not wash their face.
My friend in high school,
a lot of kids,
Pimple Paul, he would wear those like lacrosse hats all the time.
Yeah.
And he would get acne across the brim of his...
it's hygiene.
Yeah. So it's just like after a while, his mom was like, no more hats.
Yeah.
Is hygiene number one?
Really? Number one, because when you're wearing
Mike
stuff like that, the
kid.
First thing you have to
I might have been misguided. Yeah. I might have been misguided with that.
Well, it's hard to wash your back.
It's pre-loofah.
Yeah.
What's number two after hygiene? What's number two? Diet?
Yeah, diet.
And
take a probiotic.
Yeah, probiotics.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Big probiotics. And
I've been taking antibiotics.
Don't let him drive you away.
Yeah, don't let him drive you away. Yeah,
if I did that, I'd walk away from the show every single day when he had his hack shtick.
A little tip for kids. Any kids that you have that are in sports.
Yes.
You know how you sweat and then you get that kind of like that sweat crust on your face?
Mm. Yeah.
Wash your face as soon as you're done because that's like a barrier. You just need to wash that off your face. Otherwise, you are going to get acne. Also, get some antibacterial wipes and clean out your helmet. Like as soon as you're done, throw some like wipes in your kid's bag. Just have them like just
your helmet
swipe.
Or your hat?
Yeah, your helmet
and you don't
or your
need
hat.
To be in sports, Mike, to wear a helmet. I know.
Right.
Because when I grew up, we also cleansed my braces, and my legs were beautiful.
There was not
can we,
growing
can we
up.
See them?
First of all, in the Spiewak household, there was never a ball cap.
No.
No, ever. Well, there was.
No, you were a top hat kid.
The ball caps left when my father. You see, Carla, I don't know if you know this. I come from a broken home.
No, you would like to wear a ball cap. It's just your head might be too big to find a great one, right?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly
Mike has
right.
the same problem.
The fitted hat.
Yeah, I have a big nut.
Mike looks good in his hat game.
Which
strong.
Is why I mostly wore a wizard's hat. Which was
yeah, but
pointed.
I would say. So, do you have any other advice for kids with bad skin?
Just you know, it's very simple. Kids just.
What about hydration? What does that have to do with it?
Well, I mean, hydration is just great. It washes your skin. I mean, it just helps your skin glow. Hydration does a lot. For
yeah, and
you.
Lay off the pot.
You don't want dehydrated skin.
Weed? Does weed help?
I wouldn't think so.
What about Brondo?
No.
Oh, it's got
Brondo,
what plants crave.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because why?
Because plants crave it.
Why do they crave it? Because it has
nutrients,
electrolytes.
Almost.
You got it. You're out.
Almost.
Thank
you.
Dermglowskin.com. Call Carla. What's your phone number if people want to give you a call instead of a facial? Or a consult.
239-247-4036. Yeah. Consultations are free. I'd love to chat skincare with you.
And don't forget to use the promo code DIRK.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to be nice to Dirk today.
Dirk's not feeling well.
I saw.
Are you aware of Dirk?
Yes, I saw.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Did you write a nice message? I wrote a nice message.
Did you write a nice message?
I did. What Mike, did you write a nice message?
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
He did.
Bob, did you write a nice message?
I did not.
Mm. Oh, well, you still have time.
And I shall. I will.
Liar.
Do you hate Dirk? Okay. Be honest.
No. Well, who could hate him?
Why didn't you write him a nice message?
I have been otherwise
occupied. This happened yesterday. The man's been fighting COVID for 8 hours.
And you know you're on Facebook all the time.
Breakthrough infection. We'd like to wish our best out to P1 Dirk Vastrick, who got that and was talking about people being careful and masking up. Mm-hmm. And he was in a situation where he didn't mask up. It's real. It can happen. So anything else about your skincare?
I would love to help anybody that needs help with any skin concerns.
That
they
phone
have at
number,
all.
By the way, I've heard her do it. That phone number is for anybody that wants to call and get a facial consult at
239-247-4036.
It's a national service.
It is.
Yes.
You don't have to be in Florida.
And I ship everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
I'll give you the Pat Sajak smile.
Bye.
You won. Well, congratulations. You won, even though I didn't want you to win. Bye. See you later. Thank you. There we go.
Backstage cross.
Oh, that was the best.
Back to where I like it, just like this.
Mike, don't let her bully you into a space that you don't need.
Yeah, and also don't let her say that you're on her list. That's nonsense. Yeah.
No, I have to.
Unless you're the king.
I was talking to Oscar and Rob about tweaking their audio up there. I have to do the same thing here. I have a lot of stuff that I don't need. And lots of clunky ponies. Clunky HP monitor, which
Mike,
I don't need.
Throw that in the trash.
All right, let me show you.
All right, here we go. Oh, it's a tour.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right. Do I really need this?
Oh, that.
No.
This.
No.
Well, it looks like you needed to tape your copy to.
Is that a suction cup?
It's a copy stand.
Yeah, it's a suction
cup.
That's
pretty cool.
You have inundated me over the years. With the heaviest.
You don't need that back, right,
no,
Tony?
No, you can.
Yeah,
you
throw that
it.
Away. Can Take you put it. A baseball? Get a little Michael to come in and smash it up with a baseball bat. It'd be great for the show.
Unplug it first.
Yeah. Unplug it first.
Yeah, do unplug it first.
But I gotta be fleet of foot. Like when Mrs. O'Mara or any other guest were to come by,
let's upgrade.
Sit down. We can do that. I've got the room. I've got the elbow room here. I might as well do that.
I love
but she's very concerned and she's very good at what she does. So it's dermglowskin.com if you want the phone number.
Trust me, I
get it there. And
her products are amazing. Carrie's in love with her products. Absolutely.
I was very, very freaked out at...
How are the dogs, Mike?
Yeah.
Can you hear them?
Oh, yes. Yeah. All day.
How come if you guys can hear them and I can hear them, listeners write me and tell me
they don't have their hearing aids.
Sometimes it doesn't carry. That particular bark carried. Mm. It might have been a frequency thing, might have been a volume thing, but definitely heard them there.
Well, I really think that...
They're really talkative today.
Yeah, maybe it's the moon phase.
Why are the dogs barking? Just one of those days.
Well, you
know, just happens.
They saw mom on the show. They want to be a part of it too. Yeah.
No, it's not that. It's a, don't dismiss just unconcerned dismissiveness. It didn't. It's because they should be put down.
Oh,
let's be
dear.
Honest.
Now you
they
see
should
that.
Be put down.
I think the best attitude lies between the two of them. One of unconcern and one of killing them.
It is.
Don't you have a garage?
Yeah. Can't you put them in the garage?
Put
while
them in
we
the garage.
The show?
Yeah.
It's been a day here. It's
Throw
been a,
fan
a day.
Out there so they don't suffocate.
We had a heat index down here of 110, 111 degrees today with the humidity and lots of boomers around here, thunder boomers that are around the area. It's just been a weird energy day. As a matter of fact, my son, as I was driving him to his little golf camp today, was saying, Dad, it feels weird today. I said, yeah, it does feel weird. It feels weird. It feels like Vlad the Impaler could be around every corner.
A lot of times after a big heat wave like that and then there's a thunderstorm, does the air change after the thunderstorm?
But in this particular case, it's just been extremely unsettled. We like to call it pre-hurricane Florida.
Ah,
that's what it is.
There's an excitement in the air. It's like the 12 days of Christmas, Mike.
Is there a level of COVID ganache?
Like a chocolate coating?
For my son, by the way, my son's 7 days away from going back to school. What's that?
Ganache.
Yeah. He's equating the COVID hysteria.
Isn't that like chocolate ganache?
Yeah, to a chocolate coating on a cake.
My son is going to school in 7 days.
Oh, 7 days with a mask. 7 days with a mask.
No, think about that. Isn't that? I mean, that's as a kid early. That went to school after Labor Day, seven
the
days.
Chinese go year-round, and they're winning all the
You
medals.
Didn't go, but you went to school after Labor Day.
As a rule,
Mr.
Yeah.
Man.
I went to
summer school. If you recall, my parents would send us to summer school because they didn't want to hire
babysitters.
Robert goes in 11 days, 12 days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but then his first week
that's
really
college.
Doesn't. And also the first week doesn't really count.
But so. No, but it's college. You go in August to college. Yeah. I don't remember being in grade school and going to college. Hey, Carla, hon, I really am trying to do a show here. And it's a noise factory in back of me today.
The noise factory.
Thank you. You know, the late Rush Limbaugh with his little Palm Beach studio didn't deal with this crap. So getting back to what I was saying, my son is going in seven days.
And also, if he had noise, he wouldn't have heard it.
Precisely.
He was self-medicating.
Thank you. Yesterday, do you remember about 2 weeks ago when we were talking about Gifted?
Oh, yeah.
And about my son
gifted
going into the
talented.
Gifted program.
Yeah, GT.
Yeah. GT.
All right, so here's what happens. So yesterday, Mrs. O'Mara gets a phone call from the school. And my son, who was placed in the gifted program at the school, was called because he was tested for gifted. The way it had gone down was this. The head of the school, the principal, had said, we haven't gotten his results back, but we're going to place him in the gifted program anyway. We think it's the right thing to do. And we're like, oh, that's cool. So I start bragging. Now, in the back of my mind, the Irish guilt, the glass half empty, the don't get happy part of me says, shut the F up. Just shut the F up. And man, was I proven right. So yesterday, we are told that we get a call from the school and said, listen, we have 6 additional children who have already been tested and the results have come in for the gifted program. So he will not be able to start the year in that particular classroom. And I called because Carla explained it to me. And I thought I had
when
she... I
don't understand this. What did I miss?
Well, when she called me and told me that, I thought a very mellow reaction.
Wait, rewind. You might have skipped something, and I'm sorry.
He was tested.
Yes.
At the end of the school year.
Okay.
Something did not get processed so that his paperwork was not completed prior to the school year. Then, over the summer, my wife got a call telling her that he would be placed in a gifted program prior to the completion of the evaluation of his testing.
Yes.
That's what was going to happen. But she felt confident, based on his teacher, whatever, to put him into the program.
Yeah.
Then, apparently, from other schools around the state, the gifted stork out 6 more children that took up the places in the classroom he was going to go. There are not gifted classrooms available in every elementary school. Mm. They come from other schools to go into this program, which is held at my son's school.
Got it. So the long and short of it.
Was he got bumped I was pissed. So I called the principal and it was explained to me. I said, can I ask a question with all due respect? where are these test results?
Yeah.
The answer I got was they don't work during the summer.
Wow.
I said to myself, I was polite.
Yeah, you think a principal
I did not get. I was not argumentative. I did not decide, even though I am inside going nuts with the whole thing. And I ate it, smiled, said, have a nice day. While at the same time, how the F difficult is it to process some test results.
Well, it's probably a standardized test of sorts, you know?
He is, no, not quite. It really isn't.
Okay.
But
it's still, there is bureaucracy involved.
Of course.
You got to be your own
And all
advocate.
I look at it,
Carla,
I know
you dropped the ball.
It's only second grade. But at the same time, I'm thinking, you know what? Really? What happened here?
So
you know,
if he had gotten in, he would have been in a classroom full of all GT second graders. And by luck, the GT program is housed at the school he was already at.
It's not GT down here.
Okay, well, gifted.
It's not
then.
Gifted and talented. Okay. It's not called that.
Okay.
So I don't, I think, but I don't know
the
enough
G
about
League.
It. And it sucks. And I was pissed. And I was G pissed League. All night. And I'm probably still disappointed.
Yeah,
and it
I
just,
yeah,
it falls into,
that's
but it falls a, into, it
mad?
Falls into, this
I'm
is my philosophy. My philosophy. Don't get happy.
That's it.
Ever.
That's exactly it.
Don't get happy.
Stop touching me.
Don't get
There's
happy.
There's a pandemic. Don't touch me.
Don't get happy.
No, you can't get happy.
Don't get happy.
Don't. Stop fooling around. Stop fooling
I'm
around.
Mad. Did you let Carla off the hook? Everybody
How,
makes
what was there, I the only thing I did was double check by calling myself
right.
and yeah, getting just, involved. And when I got Mike. Involved, I was sitting there going, you know, he will be in the program
I'm a victim
in the
of
second
this.
Semester.
Not, I know, I'm guilty of this all the time.
Sucks.
Even though
Hold
I
it,
know.
They, how, if they can put him in the second semester, is it because they're waiting on the test results, not a space issue?
I don't know.
Because that sounds like they're contradicting themselves now.
It
Trust
sucks.
No one.
Exactly.
When you get a call that says we're gonna work this out, you gotta hold their hand and push it through.
Right.
Yeah. What you're saying. So here was, and what Oscar's talking about is probably the discussion I had in my own brain where I was sitting there. He was already placed in this. We were planning on
right.
it. This is screwing him for kids coming from other schools. I don't understand. I didn't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't go. And by the way, there is a silver lining in the land of happy, and who doesn't want to be happy?
Sure, happy is the best.
That the class he will be in, finally, after his entire preschool, kindergarten, first grade life, he will be in a classroom with his very, 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 very best friend, Donnie.
Oh, that's
so,
great.
At least he will, and we might have the same bus driver that we had, the greatest bus driver in the history of bus drivers. We have the same bus number, which I believe means it's the same driver, but I don't know for sure. So we will see what happens. But I'm bummed. I'm disappointed.
I understand.
You know.
I understand. And you and your son and your whole family have been treated badly by the system.
Correct.
Not okay.
It sucks.
This
it
is
sucks,
where you so. Get burned for not paying state taxes. If you guys paid state taxes
I'm
down
pretty
there,
sure this is where I thought this
more
was going to go. Yeah, exactly.
In your school system.
I've got a
for
seat
the
for
gifted.
You. I've got a seat right down here for you.
Sit on
right
down.
Right here.
Sit on down.
For you. I don't know what the long and short of it is.
The
but,
long and short of it is that they take the summers off.
Mm,
that's yeah. it.
Well, no, it's not that nearly as much as how effing long does it take to do an evaluation, and apparently this it goes to this person
digital.
And this person and this person and
he's better
know.
Off. You know, some of those kids might be killing animals. Shouldn't
yeah,
be
you know.
Those.
You mean yeah. like you know heads in refrigerators
yeah,
and stuff
that's what
like
I'm
that?
Saying. Like he doesn't be exposed.
I think
to
about that.
That
too. I do. Yeah.
Let him
you know,
be a regular kid,
time.
Or this you can really show the system by sending him to private school.
Aha! Or homeschool.
Ooh.
No. That ship has sailed, unless you want to sell, you know, 80% of the listening audience bonus subscriptions. You know what I mean? Then we might talk about what I used to do. It's a different world now.
Okay. Yeah.
It just doesn't go that way.
I don't know what private school class. I'm just throwing things out. Solutions.
No. But I mean, it's we'll see what happens. But it was disappointing, and it fits into the don't ever get happy. Shut up when it happens. I've always thought that. I've always thought that about radio.
Yeah.
I've thought that about good news about this podcast.
Yeah.
I've thought this about golf. I've thought this about everything in my life. I thought this about my daughter's play. I'm getting
yes.
goddamn tired of being disappointed.
Yeah.
I truly, truly am. It's getting frustrating, and I really didn't go off, so this is where I go off. This is where I purge. This is where I vent. This is my psychotherapy.
Don't
That's where
it.
I do it. Oh, did I mention we're from Lander, Wyoming, Gulfport, Mississippi, Sandusky, Ohio, Cayo Coast Beach, California, Christiansburg, Virginia, and Randers, Denmark. I do what I say I'm going to do. That's the cities.
Thank you.
Print it. Play the promo.
As we come out of this pandemic, 2021 is going to be all about hot girl summer. And the hottest celebrity pool won't be in Vegas or Miami. So go to the TMOS shopping center and get a new sarong from Target. And maybe you might be invited behind the velvet rope.
What is love?
To Blair. New York's hottest new swim club.
So get your beach body working on now. And I'll be seeing you in the pool. Capiche?
All right.
Blair.
I like you, Blair.
Oh, my God. That was always. That's like, I'm surprised I wasn't stepping away for a while. It was like an 11-second promo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. When was the last time you refinanced? Folks, we've talked about it. Yes. I've done it. Done it a bunch of times, actually. If it's been more than a year, we should talk about how much money you could be saving. The stalled economy and the Delta variant have pushed interest rates back to the lowest levels in a year. I didn't think that was going to happen.
No.
Add in double-digit appreciation, and it's the perfect storm to take cash out or simply refinance to a lower rate or term. You need to call the only company that I recommend, my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Many years ago, Cornerstone First Financial, they were the office next door, and yes, we became friends, and then we became business partners, and they are phenomenal. And then our listeners jumped on board, and our listeners started finding out the great rates and the great service they give you at Cornerstone. Cornerstone First is a direct lender. That means they have their own money and they guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. At the end of the day, you go with the company you like, you trust, and the one that offers benefits, savings, and solutions. Cornerstone is that company. Send them a recent mortgage statement and instantly see how much money they can save you. Loan officers are working overtime to accommodate what is likely the last opportunity to take advantage of the lowest rates ever. Call your local licensed and ethical loan officer now. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And ladies and gentlemen, please do it now.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Well, this is an individual who's had a rough time of it, and this is somebody we've made fun of in the past and given a hard time to, but you don't wish this on anybody. Kathy Griffin announced that she's been diagnosed with lung cancer yesterday in a post on Instagram. She said, quote, "I'm about to go into surgery to have half of my left lung removed. The doctors are very optimistic. It's stage one, so that is good news. If everything goes well, the surgery might take care of it. In that case, she'd be able to avoid chemo and radiation, and she should retain normal function with her breathing. It's even possible that she's recovered within a month." She also noted that she's fully vaccinated and said that the consequences for being unvaccinated would have been more serious. When some people think of lung cancer, they think of cigarettes, but Kathy said she'd never smoked. She does have a family history of cancer, for what that's worth. 4 years ago, Kathy shaved the head, her head, in honor of her sister who was battling cancer. Sadly, she's since passed. Mm. And she also lost a brother to cancer in 2014.
God. Wow, I didn't know that backstory.
I had no idea. There's also some longevity in her genes. Her mother passed away last year at the age of 99, and Kathy is 60. So she has the whole thing with the Trump, where she loses everything as far as her career. Mm-hmm. Then she loses her mom, and now she gets diagnosed with lung cancer. Kathy Griffin, hang in there.
Yeah.
You are funny, and I really would like to see her bounce back. That truly sucks.
I hate the irony of the lung cancer with a non-smoker. That always bothers me.
It's always weird.
It's especially not fair somehow.
Yeah, it's not fair. We wish her the very best with that. Here's a weird story, because we had this story when it broke with this interview that Matt Damon did. It was trending.
Yeah.
Because he said he recently retired the gay slur that starts with an F. Now, in this cancel culture world we live in, that story exploded.
Of course.
Not a radio show or a podcast like mine that you didn't hear, where they didn't talk about Matt Damon using the F word. And I'm not talking about the F word, F-U-C. And apparently his daughter called him out on it. Now, he wants to clarify a few things. The way the story was reported yesterday, he's used this, and then
he's been dropping the F-bomb all the time.
His daughter called him out on it. Well, for starters, Matt says the discussion with his daughter was not a moment of personal awakening. He claims he's never called anyone the six-letter version in his personal life. and does not use slurs of any kind. I don't know.
So is he trying to say it's okay because he used the three-letter version?
I don't know. Instead, he says he was trying to tell his daughters about the progress that's been made since he was a kid, when he'd hear the three-letter version constantly and casually in the streets before he even knew what it meant. He'd hear it.
Oh, this is a different...
I've used that word in the past. The long one and the short one. I don't use it. I haven't used it for a very long time.
Three months.
I used it. You want to cancel me? Go ahead and cancel me. Things have changed. It's not the same.
I mean, he's got this movie. It's Stillwater, I think it's called.
I don't know how one story could turn into the other story unless it was Red Alert time where, like, why would you ever share that story with the Sun or the Sunday paper?
Yeah, he wanted attention because he got a movie out.
Yeah, but
he's so totally buckled.
This is what I thought, and we'd be very clear about this. I thought he was getting ahead of something else. Like, they were going to have him on set. Or have him on the phone when he's using that gay slur. So he made up this big story about his daughter and her daughter teaching him that what you can't do anymore.
Well, here's what it
and
says
now. It's
now.
This.
Yeah.
All right, listen to this paragraph. He says she couldn't understand how it could ever have been used so flippantly. And that's why she wrote the treatise about how painful that word would have been, even if it was culturally normalized. Matt says he stands with the LGBT community.
What would trigger her if nothing like that? If you just talk to your dad and he's like, hey, this was bad. And well, I'm going to my room and I'm going to write about
and
this
even
now.
And even if she writes about it, it's fine if that's what's going on in your house. I'm not sure you need to press release it. You know, sometimes
we don't talk about cancel culture on this show very often. We really don't.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes when I take a deep breath. And I think about it.
Do you know
I
how
just
many times
myself,
we get random complaints to advertisers about things that, you know, we have discussed, and then they do their investigation, and then they're like, "You guys are clear,
right?"
We're very respectful.
I think we have walked a very good walk in the 13 years that we've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I think
we're not
also,
perfect, but we're certainly not hateful.
I also think that when someone is to say, oh, you're being too sensitive, I think the counter to that should be you're being too insensitive. I've always believed that.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I know words hurt. I know that on my old radio show, the Don and Mike show, I was more sensitive about it than a lot of people on our show. And I felt bad about it. And I didn't have a dog in the fight.
We
I just didn't
Rob
like
all
certain
the time. We're educating this big oaf.
Not as much as you used to.
Yeah.
I think that when I hear things like this, I'm like, what is this panic mode going? That was to me using that slur, which it is called now. It was not a slur that had that import when I was younger doing broadcasting. I get that it does now. I completely understand it. And that's fine, too. But I also think this cancel culture, which you hear about, and by the way, it's used a lot by people that are dicks. I really believe that. But at the same time, sometimes in the realm of comedy, when people are talking about it, I say to myself, oh, well, okay. Aren't we being a little silly about this? Aren't we being... Nah. Here's the way I measure it. You know how I measure it? I measure it... I always use the NIMBY rule in my backyard, okay?
Right.
I process it as how I would feel personally if I moved into a neighborhood and people from all sorts of diverse cultures, sexual orientations, and all that. I not only wouldn't mind, I would love it. I would love it because I feel like it would make me a more diverse individual, and I'm curious about other cultures, and I'm curious about other races, and I'm curious. That is the truth. I've stood by that my entire life, and I have never, ever wavered from that. That's how I believe, ultimately, when you cut out all the BS, that's what it comes down to with me. With that said, I think you also have to be aware of words now. You do.
Absolutely.
To a certain degree. You have to be aware. I'm guilty. I'm all right. I'm guilty the other day. On the golf course, somebody said something off color. I thought about it. You have to measure at the particular moment. And it has to be a private moment.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it. I didn't get my private moment. I never got my private moment. I truly didn't. I was waiting till after we played, and I didn't get it. The guy took off. I'm all for people being sensitive to certain language that we weren't sensitive to 20 years ago. But I'm also, I don't believe you have to look at the individual. You have to look at their track record. You have to take it all into account. Everything has to be measured. You just can't chop somebody off at the legs because of one thing like this. And to hear Matt Damon scrambling in this story, I don't know what's going on.
Though. They're not canceling.
They're not canceling, but I'm like, why? Oscar, I thought like you, what the hell is going on here? Why is he doing the equivalent of hamina?
Became that because they're like, oh no, here we go. And there probably was some tweets and some questions about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought it was a shocking, weird story to even be discussing.
Yeah.
That's why I thought he was trying to cover up some bad tape that was about to come out.
Oscar makes
maybe
sense
more
with
will
that,
come out. We'll have to wait and see. I'm not sure.
Mike, next time, stand up to that bully. Tell him what's what.
It really wasn't a bully. It was just such a vile
thing. We make
thing
excuses. We're to blame.
Not funny, you know, under the guise of an expression, you know, that sucked. Simone Biles closed out her 2020 Olympic Games with a bronze medal on the balance beam. After missing the finals on vault, uneven bars, and floor exercise, as well as the all-round, Biles made a return to competition yesterday, the last day of events for artistic gymnastics. She was greeted by a huge ovation from her teammates and hundreds in the Ariake Gymnastics Center, and she went third on the event. Biles displayed a slightly altered and less difficult routine than the one she performed during qualifying, and she had a little hop on the dismount, and anyway, that's it. She received a 14, finishing behind Chen Chen Guan and Zhi Jing Tang, both of China. I guess the Chinese went gold, silver, and Simone Biles won the bronze, and the saga of her Olympics is now over. It will be talked about, I guess, for some time.
Many years to come. So but I think I love that she, you know, there's a capper for the story.
She got back on that horse.
Yeah, I love that.
She did. She did. And whether she'll be in the next one, I think 24, she'll be 28, almost 30 years old. I don't know if she'll be at the next one. A woman in Florida, yes, Florida News, yes, ladies and gentlemen, said she found a large snake in a bathroom of her new apartment. While that would have been shocking enough, she claims she may have been living with the reptile for much longer than she realized.
Oh, no.
Allie Skipper.
Hey, it's Allie Skipper.
Hi, Allie Skipper.
I'm Allie Skipper. I'm going down to the local Doc Ford's, karaoke night.
She moved into the apartment in Orlando's area several weeks ago, in the Orlando area. Yeah. Unfortunately, the previous resident apparently left behind, that's nice, a 4-foot ball python.
Mike, that's called, that's when you do that, you say the snake conveys.
She said she believes the snake likely spent most of its time hiding under her fridge. Isn't that nice?
Hey,
while she was completely unaware it was in the apartment, it wasn't until she woke up last Friday to find the snake curled up on her bathroom sink. The snake was safely removed without any incident and has since been relocated to somewhere outside of the apartment. Maybe down here to the Everglades.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Well, I heard the snake got a duplex across town.
Very exciting. No, that's not what I play. I play this one, you moron. Board up. Think you can do it? No, I'm not going to give myself a lecture. Now, a little something, something. A Burger King employee is in a whole lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Dustin Rochelot. He's 24, and he allegedly pointed a handgun at some drive-thru customers while working at the drive-thru window of the restaurant about 20 miles west of Detroit. Apparently, there was a dispute over how the customers would pay for the food, according to the report. His manager then asked Dustin Rochelot to leave the Burger King, and he was arrested after the customers notified police. That's according to the report. When responding officers arrived in the area, they found Rochelot with the weapon in his backpack.
Hey!
That's always nice. Huh. When the Burger King himself was asked for comment, he said absolutely nothing. Stone-faced.
Yes!
Yeah. That would be a little disconcerting, having a gun pointed at you while you're in the drive-thru lane. Yeah. Don't think it would happen at Starbucks. I just don't think it would. And man, can those people bitch. I'm not talking about the employees. I'm talking about the customers.
At Starbucks, it's a crossbow. Right.
I said dirty latte.
Soy milk?
We'll be right back.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Probably have a couple beers.
TMOS.
2, 3, 4.
A full-bodied podcast.
Sometimes wine.
With earthy tones of pop culture and a bouquet of comedy, wit, and sarcasm.
Do you drink every night, Pony?
Yeah. I'll have a martini about 5 o'clock.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes 4 to 6 beers.
A drinking show.
4 or 5 drinks.
With a radio problem.
How am I alive?
Watch the live feed weekdays at MikeO'MaraShow.com or download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. When it comes to losing weight, there's a lot of pressure to label foods good or bad, but that just creates dilemmas.
I hate
Noom is here to change how we see food with a psychology-based approach that looks not only at what you eat, but also how you eat. Instead of making you feel guilt or regret, Noom empowers you to keep going. Everybody's journey is different, so Noom customizes a program for you based on your personal goals. I love that no food is totally off limits. If you have an off day, relax. Noom gently helps you get back on track. Noom only asks for 10 minutes of your valuable day. Thank you, Rob.
They want to
teach you about your eating habits and check in on your progress. And if you doubt me, more than 80% of users complete the program. More than 60% of users lose 5% or more of body weight. And 60% of them keep the weight off for a year or more. One size does not fit all people. Choose your goals, and Noom will personalize a weight loss program just for you at Noom. Oscar loves it. Carla loves it. She's never looked better. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS. All right. I wanted to ask both of you about this pony kind of weekend.
Oh,
apparently,
thank God.
Mr. Santana spent some time with the Pone Bone this particular weekend.
So let's get started. on Saturday morning.
Can do better.
This past Saturday.
Yes.
Pony shows up at my doorstep. Happy he remembered where I lived.
I've been kicked out of my apartment.
No, he came. This was a scheduled visit.
Because remember one time we sent Pony to check on Oscar and we determined Pony went to the wrong house.
But I didn't.
So, when we sent him for a wellness check?
Yeah, exactly.
Pony was stopping by to pick up a wardrobe of my skinny clothes because I've outgrown them in many ways.
You know, even in your absolute thinnest, I don't know how. I mean, Pony fitting into your clothes? Pony's
I was pretty skinny.
12-inch waist.
They fit him. I let myself go. Yeah.
Pony, how do you like the clothes?
Oh, they're fantastic. I love them. Yeah. They fit perfectly.
They do. Right,
the frilly ones especially?
And I'll tell you why.
the Prince outfit.
The blouses. He picked up 10 blouses when he stopped by.
These tights are fantastic.
So a couple just want to highlight.
Were they laundered?
No. Just 2 seconds. Forget about the clothes. Pony shows up to the house. My wife... There's a new trend in fitness that my wife has subscribed to, and I'm sure, Mike, your wife has as well. And the listeners' wives and ladies, you might know about it. The skin-colored biker shorts and athletic gear. So the athletic gear that's skin-colored or pastel that almost looks like you're naked.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Have you seen it, Mike?
I have.
Okay.
See it every day.
So my
activewear.
My wife.
You know, anytime I put on Lycra, by default, it becomes skin-colored.
Was wearing... What was active wear that was skin colored?
Active the wear. Brightest red that Rob would put on would splay out to a flesh tone just on surface area.
Porous like a colander.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So Pony's at the threshold of our little home, and he's looking up at the ceiling, talking to my wife for approximately 10 minutes as I'm gathering myself and bringing him clothes. And I walk downstairs because I hadn't seen him yet. My wife let him in. And I look at my wife that at first glance looks like she's not wearing any bottoms.
Right.
And I look at Pony nervously looking at the ceiling in the other room talking to me like he can't look down.
Pony, were you looking at the ceiling because you felt uncomfortable because Shannon appeared to be bottomless?
Yes. I mean, I walked in and I said, hello, boss's wife. That's a lovely chandelier you have up there. I'm going to look up there now for a while.
So it's that tight.
It that looked tight. Like she was not wearing any
Yeah,
pants.
Like she was just wearing a T-shirt and no pants, and that's just the way we roll at
Well, it's
the
a shame
house.
You don't smoke anywhere any you know more, Pony, because maybe you could go outside for a camel.
So, I look at my wife, and then I look at Pony, and I could tell one of them was uncomfortable,
yes.
And it was a caballito.
Yeah, the small horse.
And I said, hey, babe, this ain't this type of party, and Pony's uncomfortable.
Hold on a second. Well, I mean, she's wearing pants.
Yeah, but even for me, like, it's my wife and it's Pony.
God,
like,
I wish she was on like, the show. I miss Shannon. I haven't spoken to Shannon for like a month and a half.
You can have my time, please. I see her every day. So she's like, what do you mean? I said, you know, he's not used to being around girls and you're pretty and you look half naked from a glance. So he doesn't know, unless you're a doll, he doesn't know how to handle this. Look at him. He's looking up at the ceiling.
Yeah.
So
hey, does it make me a perv or yeah. I just like this discussion?
No, no. Yes. I think okay. Everybody should.
Well, I like think this the discussion. Reason you like the discussion is because of Pony's discomfort.
Does she No, yeah. I just like the idea of envisioning
yeah.
okay. Shannon.
Careful. Now you're gonna get close
I'm
to being creepy.
I'm not mad about this. I was just
I'm not
I was
being
just tell-
creepy.
I was
just
telling
saying.
The executive men to send Carla a plane ticket.
I want to know the pants. Okay. I want to know the details of the pants. And
they
I love
are
it.
Like whatever. Carla probably has these. They're the same as athletic wear, but they're skin tone, so it looks like you're not wearing anything. But it's you're fully covered.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Wait, I've got them here online.
Yeah,
Vaggies.
Whatever they're called, I'm sure she got them at Lululemon. She scurries up. She goes, oh, fine. So she scurries up, comes down in a burqa. And I said, this is the uniform
They're
of the
not
day.
Wearing
what did
a
she
burqa.
Change into, just out of curiosity?
She changed into other athletic wear that was like bright pink or brown or blue. And it didn't look like skin tone.
Has she ever worn the skin tone athletic wear to the office?
No, we're adults.
Okay. Yeah. No, I was wondering, but could she wear it out like out on the street if she was exercising?
I'm a confident man, yes. Absolutely.
Of course.
Okay, but yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be, if you look at, I have seen people that are wearing those kind of shorts. And on first glance, yeah. you say, oh my God, they don't have pants on.
What are you doing, Dan O'Brien?
Yeah. You might circle the block and be like, oh, she's wearing pants.
Yes.
Damn it. So
Pony, how'd she look?
Well, she looked wonderful as always. She's fantastic. Hey, you know what? It's the boss's wife. So
fine. Enough with that. So we get past the awkwardness and she comes back down. I said, hey, will you be honest? And that Pony's finally like comfortable. So he came into where we were all standing because he was at.
I'm going to throw up.
He was in. No. He was in the living room, just uncomfortable. I get it. I said,
he's uncomfortable. He's uncomfortable if he's in his own skin.
Can Shannon, I borrow a blanket?
Were you, Shannon, were you trying to seduce Pony? Because you came down that seductive.
Oh, boy.
Athletic wear. And Pony's like, yeah, it was kind of like one of those videos I've seen online.
Right.
So they had this whole playlist. like Pony.
You mean like that's a porn hysterical. Video?
Yeah, like, how are you going to pay for this pizza?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You've come to work on my husband's mountain bike. Oh, why don't you mount me first?
I love that. That's fun.
So
that is fun.
After,
wow.
That are we done?
No.
Not Mrs. Robinson. No. I don't want Mrs. Robinson. She's too young. Turn that off. It's more like this.
Yeah.
Hi, I was coming over to deliver your pizza. What are you wearing?
Not much at all.
By the way. It's a great theme. It's a great theme in adult content. It truly is, you know?
Yeah.
He won't be back. He won't be back for hours.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
How would you like to see my HDMI cable?
There's a subsite on, and this is, look, not safe for work, but I've heard that there's a subsite on the hub that is, you know what? And it's
very clever.
It's called MILF Hunter. If I'm mistaken.
Oh, is that not? I thought that was a reality show.
No. That's a series.
Okay.
If you can spend some time on that series. All right, moving on. So once we get past that, I'm like, hey, Pone, since, and, you know, what we have projected and set up for this day, I'm going to give you all this clothes, and then I'm going to use you for your bike building skills to tune up my bike because I got to get these LBs off.
Right on.
So Pony does his magic in the back. And we end up going to the bike shop, you know, to pick up some accoutrement. And Shannon wanted to look at a bike. This whole thing, we have lunch. And then he heads on his way.
So you guys are all like
a nice little
menage a trois.
We were friends. It was great.
Yeah. On the website, it would be called MMF.
I get a hot. Thank you. You've been on there. I see. So I get a hot text from Pony. And it's a picture.
This is after lunch? He's left.
After lunch. Of his driver's side window. And it has no less than 9 impact the spider cracks on his driver's side window. Somebody had tried to break into his car while he was parked outside our townhome in Georgetown.
Wow.
In the 2 hours.
This is Saturday morning?
Saturday morning. And I should highlight that the neighborhood and the city overall is having such a problem with break-ins into cars.
Like New York.
They have signs up right outside my house that says, don't leave anything in sight. Take all your valuables out of the
car.
You
see, that's stupid. What the sign should say is...
That's scary.
They should have a sign that says, please don't break into the car.
So,
first thing that came to
light was like, oh, man, Pony just can't get a win. So I asked him, I said, Pony, what was in your car that was valuable that somebody wanted to break in plain sight? And what did you say, Pony?
It was nothing valuable. It was just like the seat for my kayak and a paddle. It's like nothing valuable. I was going fishing the next day.
Of course.
But it's like, what, 9:10 in the morning? Somebody on the broad daylight
probably
trying to smash into a car.
It was between 11 and 1:30 p.m.
Are there any muggings in the neighborhood that have been going on?
Oh, there's muggings for days. I read it on Nextdoor on a regular basis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you do this bit where, like, can I use your phone because my phone died? And then it's like... Later to your phone, later to anything. Just move on. Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's a guy saying...
I thought it was only in Nueva York.
Stranger
danger. I didn't realize it was happening down here.
But
wow.
Meanwhile, there's a guy saying, I need that paddle.
So I sat there, and Chan's like, why would somebody want to steal a kayak? And I said, because they're valuable.
No, I
think they were trying to steal the car. I think
really?
Could be, yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't Pony have like a little rocket ship Kia? Doesn't he have a flashy automobile?
He does. He does have without front plates, we found.
There you go. But I mean, it's a flashy car.
Yeah.
So people want to... I think they wanted the car. To hell with the kayak. I think it was the car they wanted.
I think they wanted the kayak.
You need the car to drive to the river so you can use the kayak.
The river.
Put it on eBay because who has like the serial number to a kayak?
Exactly.
You can
flip
that easily.
Mm-hmm.
So this is... you got star cracks on the roll-up window
side, the passenger side? There's so many of them.
Ten.
Shannon...
No, but it wasn't just that. I also got a f-ing ticket.
I got a parking ticket
and someone tried to break into my car. It's like, you can't get a break.
How long were you there?
I was there for like two hours.
2 hours.
Oh, I'm sorry, DC,
right?
But isn't that typical?
Yeah.
Isn't that typical no one around, no law enforcement around to maybe catch the guy that's trying to do this, but let's give him a ticket for being on the...
Worse. And by just sidebar.
Come on, Muriel. Get your act together, Muriel.
I said to
Bowser,
Tony, we'll take care of the ticket. We'll take care of the insurance or repair, whatever's less.
The comprehensive. Yeah.
We'll take care of you. So that's that. So then I feel bad for him, and I'm like, all right, well, I got to go to work. I'm going to ride the bike that my friend Pony, who worked on bikes for no less than 15 years.
It was his career pre-radio, before he became a broadcaster.
If you think he's a great broadcaster, all you Pwn fans out there, he's an even better bike mechanic.
Yeah, he is.
I know I do.
Yeah.
I do.
mental note and pro tip for anybody out there. If you have someone who you know secretly wants you to die, don't let them work on your bike before you take a long ride.
Did he screw the bike up?
What'd you do?
What did I do?
What'd you do?
I'm riding down M Street. I'm on the street with my big, bright yellow helmet.
Yes.
I got my vest on because I know I look like a dork, but I don't want to be hit because I'm on the road.
Watch out for the Bolivian Lance Armstrong.
Yes.
Well, you always wear those.
I always wear this.
Aye.
And all of a sudden, my wheel starts wobbling.
Just like I'd planned.
Yes! First thing that came out, he's like, oh my God, he ponied me.
People should know that pony can be used as a verb.
Yes.
Yeah, you can
he
be ponied.
He didn't screw it up. I was able to fix the wheel wobbling. What I was not able to fix is the seat. When I sat down on my bike, because it was a long ride,
yeah,
the seat completely
collapsed.
So I
was, they both sound like tightening issues.
Yeah.
Yes. And I sat there, Mike, with him in my backyard, my thimble of a backyard. I said, I think that needs to be a little tighter. He goes, No, you don't want to tighten it too much. The man tried to kill me after
Pony?
I fed him and clothed
him. What say
him.
You?
Clothed
what, you, what say yeah. you?
I think somebody made an adjustment to that seat afterwards. I don't know if it was necessarily you.
I bet you did.
You think my wife's trying to kill me? That's the only person that was there.
Maybe it's the guy that broke into his car.
I think she is.
Yeah.
She tried to kill you so you'd be gone and she could run around in her little naked pants with Pony on.
Naked pants!
I turned around and went straight back to the house. And Shannon's like, you're back already? I'm like, look at this. Like, the man worked on bikes for 15 years at a bike shop. We saved him from that bike shop. And this is the type of work he does.
Pony, do you think you did anything wrong, or do you think it's just Oscar?
I have never in my life sent someone out with a wobbling wheel on a bike, ever.
Until
this
you
weekend.
Found me.
Right.
And he said, you know what, I'm tired of him being a taskmaster.
To be continued, perhaps we'll continue this discussion. If we are able to continue, I need to have a better visual on what we were talking about with these pants. So if someone could send me a picture, that would be appreciated. All right? Just, side, rear, front.
That's how we
just
get,
those three
how we get
views.
To the bottom of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's all.
That's all.
That's all. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills right here. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Maybe something else sucks around here.
People suck. People suck. People suck.
Now, I know I've done this before, but I want to try it again. A new idea to replace the mailbag.
People suck.
Has someone done something that just so gets under your skin that complaining to your partner or your children or anybody in your room or your close friends just isn't enough? Someone who's done something so egregious
and
more. It's such a violation of your social norms that you want to scream it.
Here's what we do, folks, is you email me, Rob with two B's, rob@mikeomarashow.com. Make sure you write in the subject line.
People suck, people suck, people suck.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Coinbase. Cryptocurrency might feel like a super secret or exclusive club, but Coinbase believes that everyone everywhere should be able to get in the door. Whether you've been trading for years or just getting started, Coinbase can help. If you identify as crypto curious, Coinbase makes learning to buy and sell simple. Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. Plus, they support the most popular digital currencies on the market and make them accessible to everyone. They offer portfolio management and protection, learning resources, and a mobile app so you can trade securely and monitor your crypto all in one place. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. Whether you're looking to diversify or just getting started, visit the website and check it out. It is a great time to get started with Coinbase. We've used them on the Mike O'Mara Show, and for a limited time, new users can get $5 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/TMOS. That's coinbase.com/TMOS for $5 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so be sure to sign up today. That's coinbase.com/TMOS, and thank you, Coinbase, for sponsoring our show. And during the middle of that commercial break, I actually got the text from Pony taking a look at his window, and
Bonnie and Clyde.
That's a professional trying to get it. And who knew Kia had windows that look like they're made of a bulletproof housing?
Yeah.
Pony, you got to be happy with that, I would think.
I was thoroughly impressed with how well those windows stood
happy
up.
Happy enough to leave it there and not make old Santana pay for it?
I don't know about that. Mm. But, I was impressed that it didn't break. He hit it 10 times with a hammer.
Ten times
with a hammer.
I'm curious, Pony.
How do you know it was a hammer?
I'm assuming it's a hammer.
Oh. You had to loosen that kayak seat to get it out, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Just checking. That's it. The defense rests.
Man tried to kill me.
Listen, a little update on Florida driving. I'm doing a lot more driving now, taking my son to and from...
Carla usually reserved the driving for her, right?
The long-distance driving is still her, though, right?
If we're going to be in the car together, I've relented.
Yeah.
I've relented and I let Carla haul me around. I don't care. I'm 62. I'm not getting any younger. I like to look at the scenery. I like to look around. Who knows? I might see somebody with those naked pants on.
Naked pants?
You know, I never know what I'm going to see when I'm driving around, but I do my share of driving. And if you are going to, I have lived in many, many different places. I have lived and worked in the great state of Maine, mm-hmm. in the great state of Connecticut, in Virginia, in Maryland, down here now in Florida, as I have.
Have you ever worked in Mississippi?
Mississippi, I have never had the pleasure. Okay. Never, ever had the pleasure.
Mississippi Radio.
California, what are you doing here?
You've done remotes in California.
Yeah, but I've never really lived and worked there.
Right.
But down here in Florida, if you come down here and you wish to drive in our fine state, remember, mask up. No. That's, by the way, and, you know, really, now that we're the epicenter, it's getting interesting down here. I'm encouraged because Oscar yesterday on the show said that regarding this whole COVID thing that he thinks maybe in 2 months we're going to be seeing some more
God
light
willing.
At the end of the tunnel.
Hope so.
I think so. And you know what's telling me so? You're starting to hear people getting scared.
Yeah.
People are finally getting, the stupid people are finally getting scared mm-hmm. and getting vaccinated. If that's true, that will make me very, very happy. But back to Florida drivers. There is one tell. Everyone, and I'm talking everyone in the great state of Florida loves to drive in the left lane. Everyone. Everyone, regardless of age, creed, color, ethnicity, religion, socioeconomic status. The right lane and the other, like, for example, if you're on a three-lane super slab of highway,
right.
you're going to get everybody, especially in the morning, left lane, left lane, left lane. And the only there, for example, I will give you I call them the Corolla drivers and the Subaru drivers.
Okay.
They will linger in the left lane, and the only time they will find it in their feeble little brain to tap on the accelerator will be if you try to go around them in the right
lane. Of course.
Then they will wake up and suddenly speed is their goal.
You're challenging them,
Mike. Around.
You're challenging them. They don't want that.
Now, usually coming home in the afternoon, you've got the work people that are out there slaying the dragon, and I don't care how slow the truck is, I don't care how many people are in the truck, that's theirs, and I don't challenge those people because they've been working their balls off,
right.
and they want to be in the left lane. It doesn't change the fact that you're sitting there in back of them,
right.
wishing things were different, but they want there. The old people love the left lane. Mm. There was a guy that flipped me off yesterday because I went around him, and he must have got the thing up to 80 miles per hour. He was his car,
was
his
really
little
moving.
Lincoln, whatever he was driving
older
around.
Guy?
The older guy with his Hausfrau next to him.
I love
driving
that old,
down.
Bad prostate.
When old people flip the bird, it's great. It's because it's like, you think of it like,
where is this energy for that?
Right. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I disrupt your little morning slumber, you fossilized piece of excrement, that you're in the left lane going 45 miles an hour on a road that has a 70 mile per hour speed limit? Anyway, I just thought I'd share that. It was my interesting little Florida
thing. I'm going to flip him off, Doris.
Yeah. It's there's rush hour down here. It's growing.
Yeah.
This area is turning into Northern Virginia every single day. There are cranes and construction sites as far as the eye can see, and they're all coming down here, and I've seen it in Northern Virginia. I know what it looks like, and it's coming here.
Amazingly, Northern Virginia has gotten better because of the pandemic. I mean, it's not where it was.
Mm-hmm.
But you're accelerating in the wrong direction. We're actually sort of breaking it in, which is nice.
Well, come down to Florida if you're worried about the pandemic, because I can do whatever I want to do. I don't have to wear a mask. You wear a mask. By the way, I don't want to break it down, but I was at the Walmart, forgot my mask. I was walking around, felt a little guilty because there were people masked up all over the place.
That's
the
great.
Only people
were you
everywhere.
At the Walmart today?
I was at the Walmart yesterday, and
after
the
story from Dirk, I think you got to be ever vigilant.
Yeah,
I think I was at the Walmart yesterday, and the Dirk thing popped on my screen last night when I was reading it. I was noticing that there are lots of people. There's only one particular demographic, you know, not to stereotype. We don't like to do that on this show.
No, we don't do that.
What's the name? I think that's similar to a food product that you serve as an hors d'oeuvre. Crackers. We're the only people that seem to be, there were a lot of Joe Dirts out there that didn't have the mask on. You know, in fact, one guy was in the underwear, the Hanes underwear line, you know, and I bumped into him on two separate occasions. Yeah, I guess we saw each other again. Yep. We both don't have masks.
I'm just trying to figure out what kind of underwear to buy.
Yeah, that's my right. It's my freedom. But anyway, remember that left lane tip.
Yes.
All right. You want to be comfortable driving the Florida roads? Stay in the middle or the right lane if it's a three-lane highway. That's all I have to say to you. Thank you.
Pro tip.
And you're excused.
Pro tip,
thank you very much.
Life
I appreciate
right
that. A life hack. That is a life hack. Let's go. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
There you go. Wonderful. Like that ostrich that was actually on my window.
Hey, maybe the ostrich is what broke Pony's window.
That might actually be true. That's funny.
Have you seen
That's
ostriches
right.
around?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes,
yeah. We'll take a break. Come back with more right here. In fact, we've got the digital doomstare on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the celebrity guessing game everyone's talking about.
Who the F is it?
Who the F is that?
Everyone's talking and everyone's guessing. It's America's favorite new game show. Who the F is it?
Here's the way the game works. You will be given a series of 10 facts.
And
who the f*** is that?
When you've got it, and here's where it gets fun.
Yes.
When you've got it, at the top of your lungs, you say,
I've got it!
And you can get it only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who the F is it?
Who
is it? We'll be doing that again soon.
I can't
and also
wait.
Tomorrow on the show, hey, we've been getting some really, really good letters on People Suck. So we're going to have that for you tomorrow as well. So the return of People Suck on tomorrow's show on the Mike O'Mara Show. Remember it, live it, learn it, do what we tell you to do. Listen to every single show. Whoa. This portion of our program brought to you by Ultimate Ears Fits. Hear ye.
Hear ye.
Let's talk about your ears. Just like fingerprints, no two ears are exactly alike. You know, your earbuds probably start getting uncomfortable after a while, and I hate discomfort. Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Custom Fit Earbuds from Ultimate Ears are here to change all that. These are the world's most comfortable earbuds. You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. They stay put while you're on the go, and they feel great. Ultimate Ears Fits actually physically mold to your ear for a perfect fit, just like when you see people on stage. That's what they use. They have custom earbuds.
Exactly.
I had one years ago when I was doing a lot of band stuff. They're fantastic, and Ultimate Ears Fits are going to make you happy. All right, it's a perfect fit. Put them in, connect to the app, and watch the purple LEDs transform the earbuds to your unique shape. And their charge lasts all day.
All day.
Ultimate Ears Fits are perfect for listening to your favorite shows like this one, right up till bedtime, and for either music or voice. The sound is amazing. And if you don't love them like we do, Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. For a limited time, get 15% off your pair of Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Earbuds at ue.com/fits. Just use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 15% off with promo code TMOS at ue.com/fits. We have a letter that I wanted to share. Oscar Peralt writes, I love the digital dumpster, but I always have trouble hearing who's in it because Rob plays the person before the echo goes away.
Okay, Oscar,
so can
we'll
please wait?
That. Yeah.
Can he please wait just like
Thanks,
we were
Oscar.
Planning to do before? So, well, that's very helpful. I appreciate that, Oscar. That. Oscar Peralt. And that, by the way, that happened to be the name of my grandfather.
And now, Ed Sullivan.
Now get home safely. Good night.
Oh, it's Ed Sullivan in the dumpster. And his announcer, Art Hannes.
And his announcer's in there, too. I was going to point that out.
It's Art
Both
Hannes,
dead.
Mike.
Yeah,
Both
down there.
Dead.
Tiny, tiny little dead
little,
people.
Little microphone for his
announcer. And now, Ed Sullivan.
Now get home safely. Good night.
So,
and it's interesting, they like introduce Ed, and then he tells people to go away.
Well, Ed was, you know, as has been surmised, is that he actually was suffering from dementia the last season of his show. So he was very hard to deal with.
Was it George Carlin that did the impression of Ed Sullivan? The one that I do where it's like, well, now you know, right after the Maori fire eaters.
Yeah, but also the thing is that Carlin was really appreciative. He did actually a very nice segment on one of his albums about Sullivan where he said, you know, Ed brought us the Beatles. Thank you, Ed. It was right. Really nice. But then he did the Maori Fire Eaters, too.
Well, now you know, right after the Maori Fire Eaters, the waltzing mice, the aerial photographs of Kate Smith. That was funny. She was fat, Oscar. She was a fat lady.
Couldn't do that bit today.
No. She wouldn't be popular today either. My favorite Sullivan is John Byner, and he tells a great story that he actually toured with Sullivan doing shows around the country, and they were backstage. It's bad luck to whistle bad stage. And so Byner was whistling, and he heard from down the hall from another dressing room, Sullivan say, "Byner, stop it.
Stop it. It's bad luck."
Byner.
There you are. Byner.
Okay, so you have to mask up unless you're eating, right? That's the rule in some places, and including on an airplane. So
I wear my mask even when I'm eating. Even when I'm eating.
That's because you have a plethora of masks. You have one while you eat, one for after.
You know what? You want to talk about a choking jag.
Oh.
It's horrible.
Horrible.
It really is. Yeah, you know. Because, I mean, it's eat, drink, mask, breathe, choke.
I've seen that. I think that's an Italian movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
eat,
wonderful.
Drink, with Julia mask, Roberts. Choke. All right.
Right.
So this was on a Southwest flight, the flight attendant in the uniform doing the announcements at the beginning of the flight, talking about masks. And he says, you know what? You wouldn't have to wear a mask if you were smart.
The mask. There is not an eye roll that you can give me that I haven't seen 750,000 times in the last year. I know you don't like them. I don't like them either. We have to wear them. It's a rule. It's not a political statement. It's just a rule. And if we don't have rules, we have anarchy. You can't eat. You can take your mask down and eat, but you have to put it back up. Were smart, you would have went to Costco and bought the 7-pound bag of potato chips that would have lasted you 1 hour and 43 minutes. But you didn't do that. You went to Hudson News and bought the Cheetos, and that's going to last you 2. And most of you have already eaten those.
So I
love it. It's very funny. You know, people are so uptight on an airplane. It's great to have anything to lighten the mood. And I love it when those people do that. I appreciate it. I give them plenty of applause and laughter when they're doing that type of stuff.
This is, I believe, it appears to be Great Britain. A guy is helping his son release a butterfly from a big glass jar. It looks like he might have actually raised the butterfly from a caterpillar to a pupa.
Oh,
and he's going to release the butterfly.
In the sky.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't tell the
caterpillar or pupa. Let me ask you a question, Rob.
Yes.
Was it a butterfly? Sorry, that's a Hannibal Lecter that I was
doing. I love it.
Yes.
Well, also out in the backyard when he releases the butterfly is their dog.
All right, pull the lid off. That's it. So bye-bye, butterfly.
Oh.
Let him out. Lift finger up. That's why he can't get out.
There we go.
That's it. He's free. He's free. Marvel, you idiot. Marvel's eating him. Marvel's just at it.
Oh,
but
no.
Marvel's eating him. He was out for maybe 1.7 seconds.
Oh,
and
Marvel
it's like,
ate the butterfly.
Looked like
a little
King Charles Spaniel. He just
homp. You idiot.
Marvel's eating the bug.
Mike has made many great predictions through the years, but I think one of the most telling predictions is many years ago, you said that Dwayne The Rock Johnson would be a major movie star.
You called
star.
It.
I did.
We found the audio.
I took a lot of crap about that. Yes.
And he's also extraordinarily lucky because in the 9 days between being able to go to a movie theater and the Delta strain coming out, he released the greatest idea for a movie ever, a movie based on the Jungle Cruise ride at Disneyland. And people are so dying to get to the theater. This was the number one movie in the world. Mike, in the world.
The world.
In the world. World.
And so he, lucky guy, he took that 9-day thing. He made all that money. He says, thank you.
I wanted to swoop in on this Sunday and say thank you so, so much. It's a celebration. We are celebrating all weekend. As you guys know, we released Jungle Cruise around the world, and it's official. You guys have made Jungle Cruise the number one movie in the world. Thank you so much. We wanted to create an incredible adventure of a lifetime experience in the theaters. For those of you who went to the theaters, which was millions of you, thank you. But for those of you who did not go to the theaters, we wanted to make sure that we brought Jungle Cruise to you in your homes, in your living rooms, the adventure of a lifetime. We had an incredible 93% audience score.
All right,
the biggest
all right,
of Emily's
all right,
career.
Thank you. Thank you. Way to
sidebar.
Go.
Sidebar. Hey,
see his next movie, Mike. It's called The Teacups.
I saw... Right. The Fast and Furious, the latest edition at home, F9.
Yeah.
Oh, you can pass on it. It literally.
Really?
It's what Mike always says. It makes $20 I'd like back.
Bad CGI. But you know what? With Jungle Cruise, you can give Rock all the credit you want, but the real reason that movie is number one is not because of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's because the movie has electrolytes.
That's what plants crave, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Exactly.
Right. Now, speaking of CGI, let's close with this. There's a movie coming out with Ryan Reynolds called Free Guy, where he is locked inside a video game. And one of the scenes that's very cool, and I've seen it, is they use CGI to make him huge.
Like,
just absolutely jacked. And the special effects are pretty good. And he fights with himself. He has a fight with skinny Ryan Reynolds against jacked Ryan Reynolds. But they did a promo piece. We close with this. This is jacked Ryan Reynolds talking about what it's like to be so muscular.
Am I a role model? I don't know. I mean, I do know that you hear about actors complaining about how hard their movie workouts are. And I'll tell you, I don't have time for that. I've been at this 1 week, and I gotta tell you, it's coming in nicely. Sure, I don't fit into the Deadpool suit anymore, but life is about growth. Hormones. Well, I actually fathered our youngest daughter when I was this muscular. The child was born full grown. And wearing shoes. Which was weird for Blake.
It was weird for Blake that she was born wearing shoes, you know.
It's hard to hate him.
Funny. It's impossible to hate
Genuinely
him.
Genuinely funny. That's funny. Your digital
really
dumpster,
good.
Everybody.
That's
Have
awesome.
A great Tuesday.
And remember, Jungle Cruise has Brando as fuel. That's what it is.
That's what the river is actually made of, Brando, isn't it?
No, no. The fuel, instead of gasoline, the powers that boat. It's going down the river. Because the river's chocolate, Rob.
It will cost Wonka a fortune in fudge.
People Suck mailbag tomorrow, and keep them coming. Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
On his car.
Ow! We got